This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. Welcome to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yeah, Jim, here we are again.
We are again, and I want to remind you again, maybe we're starting to sound like a broken record this time of the year, but it is Christmas shopping time, and if you're going to be doing any shopping online, and if you are going to be using Amazon to do some of that shopping, you can help Catholic Radio by doing almost nothing. If you merely go to smile.amazon first, and they'll give you an opportunity to select a charity, and you select Catholic Radio Indy. Be sure to use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. We'll get a small donation based on your purchase every time you shop at Amazon forever and ever, and you never have to do anything again. In fact, if you register on a particular computer, and a month from now you forget all about it and you go to just plain old Amazon and try and order, you'll get a pop-up screen that says, wait a minute, didn't you want to go to smile.amazon and give Catholic Radio part of this? Mm-hmm. That'll come up all by itself. So there's two ways to start that. One is by going to our website, catholicradioindy.org, catholicradioindy.org, and clicking on the smile.amazon logo. Or you can just put smile.amazon in Google or Yahoo or any search engine, and you'll get the same place. And you register one time, that's it, you're done, forget all about it. Every time you buy anything on Amazon or through Amazon, Catholic Radio will get a small percentage of it. So it's that easy. And if everybody does it, it really adds up.
Yeah, so do that. If you haven't done that, it's a great way to support Catholic Radio, and it's free for both of us, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
So, well, today we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking with an author who has a great title to his book, and the book title is It's All True, and it couldn't be any better than that. Our guest today is James Dickey. Welcome to Faith in Action, James.
Thank you.
Now, why don't you give our listeners a little bit about yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe your background, where you're from, and all that.
Well, I'm one of seven siblings, born to Don and Kay Dickey. I was born in 1962. I'm so very blessed to have married Sandy for now over 32 years. And we have three young adults. They happen to be born on the same day. So we would call
triplets.
Those triplets, two boys and a girl. I have completed 36 years of civil service in information technology and just retired to give full time to working in the name of Jesus Christ to do his will at a higher level, praising God, hopefully.
Well, I just absolutely love your book, okay? And I say this, we get a lot of authors in here, but this book I really just honestly couldn't put down. And the title is It's All True, A Sinner's Journey to the Truth. Why the title, It's All True? What does that mean exactly?
Well, there were a few experiences that happened in as I journeyed along. And one in particular, there was two, but there's one in particular where I was sent to Mexico with all these weird people who I found out that knew had a great relationship with Jesus Christ, and I had not really cultivated mine, and they were just amazing. And I was at a praise, worship, and healing service with them. And right in front of me, as I was filming this service, maybe 15 feet in front of me, a man who had been blind for 15 years regained his sight. And as I shook and wept, I said to myself, are you telling me it's all true? I mean, I thought that was from yesteryear. You're telling me that the Bible is actually ever ancient and ever new, like it says. And that started some kind of journey.
Now, James, your book, It's All True. On the cover, there's a hill with a cross at the top of it and a pathway that leads up to it. And on the pathway is written Mark 4:1-20. I don't know offhand what that verse is, but I'll let you do.
I do know that. Mark 4:1-20 speaks of the different paths that are taken in regards to relationship with Jesus Christ. And now that I bring it up, you'll remember that it talks about the rocky ground or the thorny ground. And eventually it says, you know, the great fertile ground, which we all, I would hope we strive to get to be fertile ground of Christ Jesus. And so I looked at my journey in my relationship with prayer, and it was so obvious that as we prayed about this, going to the top of Calvary, this journey on the path, that was just the God-given title. And it took 6 weeks for my daughter actually was the one who helped design the cover, and it took us 6 weeks. She had a lot of fun making fun of my pictures. and then the true story about this is we struggled for 6 weeks. We knew what he wanted. We didn't know how to make the vision of the rocks and the thorns, and we were trying to do all that. And I said, Cassandra, I said, have you prayed to the Holy Spirit before you've worked on this project? And she said, no, Dad, I haven't. And she said, but I will. It was not a week later. She texted me and said, Dad, I've got it. And there you're looking at when you view this, whether however you're going to view it, you will see this journey. And the truth is spelled with the cross of Jesus Christ. So I hope the listener gets to view this in one way or the other through local media.
Sure. So somehow we're talking with James Dickey, author of It's All True. And did this catapult you to being involved in the men's conference, or there's a connection with the men's conference. Talk about that.
So from 2002 to 2006, I had a really, I had a choice. I had a choice in my marriage. I had a choice in my, to being a good father. And that choice was to turn to Jesus Christ through prayer. And so I commuted 1 hour a day one way from Batesville, Indiana, where I born and raised, still live, to Indianapolis, Indiana, to work for the Indiana National Guard, the Adjutant General, General's Agency, which I did for over 30 years, which just happens to be about 1.2 million miles. Not that I've added it up before I retired. So on this commute, I learned how to pray. And it started out seriously when you hear these priests say, just pray for 5 minutes a day, and then it becomes 10. And then all of a sudden, I'm arriving and parking my car and saying, well, wait a minute, Father God, I'm not done yet.
I'm not done. I got to go to work now.
And it was so amazing. And so as I journeyed along, I had one invitation in March of 2006. And a man said, hey, there's an Answer the Call Men's Catholic Conference. Now, God's sense of humor is very obvious as you get to know him a little bit better. The name of the conference was Answer the Call. And at that conference, I was weightless the whole day. Didn't understand what that was until later on in my life. I understood the Holy Spirit can make you feel a certain way, a certain joy, a certain, you know, physical feeling, actually. And at the end of that day, the two times I've heard a voice, an actual voice, come to me on March the 3rd, 2006, about 5 till 4. And I say that because I think when you have that type of encounter with God, mm-hmm. you kind of remember the date and time.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sit here with two beautiful people, I heard the voice, go now and help save my people. And I'm telling you, I said to him, I have no idea what's going on, but I opened up my hands, palms up, and I looked to the heavens. Really don't know why I did that, but I did that. And I said, Father God, I give you my yes. And wow. I have never been the same since that moment.
So then what happened after that? Did something else happen? Because I know I read the whole book, so yeah. I know more happens. But what happened next after you felt like you surrendered to God?
Well, after that surrendering, so many things happened. I guess chronologically, one thing is I'm at work, and I get this feeling I need to let my parish priest know what's happened, because I was...
You got to tell somebody, you know?
Who
are you going to tell?
You know?
The parish priest. Start there, right? That makes sense.
He had just received a letter from the Archdiocese that there was a man by the name of Mike Fox that had a vision that Indiana should gather men and have a Catholic men's conference. Of course, I knew none of that. Of course, the Lord knew all that. And so one thing led to another, and he knocks on my door, hands me this letter like 2 or 3 days after my surrender. And it was just one thing after another, people calling, knocking on the door. It was just amazing what happened when I just gave a little bit of my life to surrender to God. And the next thing you know, Mike and I meet with about 10 or 11 people. Bob Typen, who you guys might know.
Yeah, we do.
might know Bob. He was on that initial committee. And the next thing you know, 1,000 men in 2006 gathered in Indianapolis, Indiana, praising their Lord, giving a day to the Lord.
And for those who may not be familiar with the name Bob Typen, Bob is the actual founder of Catholic Radio. He and his wife, Sharon, are the people who are responsible for bringing Catholic radio to Indianapolis and the surrounding area here in central Indiana.
Well, I think, you know, as I'm remembering the story, you told the you wrote an email to the parish priest and said, hey, I had this experience. And then he's like, he came and didn't he knock on your door and say, I think this is for you?
Absolutely. quote unquote, he handed me a letter and he said, I believe this is for you.
And then in the letter it said, we need somebody to start this men's conference, right?
They were looking for men to head up deaneries.
Okay.
At that time. And so I met with the man that was going to do the all deaneries, and his mother-in-law just broke her hip. So now I'm on fire for the Lord, and for some of you who have experienced for that, you will say yes to anything that's of the Lord.
It's so, like you'll say yes to anything. You don't even know what it is, and you say yes. Yeah, you get so excited, right?
And so I'm having lunch with this man, and he says, at the end of the lunch, he says, can I ask you a favor? And he said, my mother-in-law broke her hip a couple days ago, and he goes, I cannot lead all deaneries. I need someone who to lead the statewide marketing director for this never before. And I go, oh, yeah, hey, I'm in. And then I walked out to my car after that and said, what have I just done?
What does that mean anyhow?
But as you know, the Lord, he's always with us.
That's right.
Were you part of the men's conference at the time the title for the men's conference was chosen?
Yes.
And the conference has always been called Lions Breathing Fire?
Yes, from St. John Chrysostom. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Golden Tongue.
Yeah, and that is just the most inspiring title for a conference I've ever heard.
It really is, and it was his words on how we should be after we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We should, after that moment, we should turn and be like lions breathing fire.
Well, I think we probably should take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about prayer life and your devotion to the Blessed Mother. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest, James Dickey. He is the author of It's All True, A Sinner's Journey to the Truth. And I know that you wanted to, you have such a good prayer life. What a lot of people that we have in here as guests and people that are doing ministry, they really have a good prayer life. It's a priority. Talk about that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this hour-long commute, really, Father Larry Richard, who actually endorsed the book, praise God that it touched his heart and he felt it was true. And he jumped up and down in 2007. You have to know the man. He's quite extravagant. And there were many, many hundreds of people in the room, and he jumped up and down, and he yelled, "Gentlemen, we must pray the rosary. Now, that's a message that right now, if you're alive at all in the Catholic faith, you know that all over the world, this message about the power of the rosary is going on.
Yeah.
And everyone left the room physically somehow, and it was his eyes and my eyes, and I said to myself openly, I'm supposed to pray a daily rosary. And I had not been doing that. That's something I prayed with my grandma and my mom when they said, we're going to pray a rosary. And I didn't pray the rosary back then. I said the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
If I can tell the listener anything today, saying a rosary and praying a rosary are two totally different things. When you pray the rosary and you go into the story and you meditate on the sorrowful, the glorious, the luminous, you know, the joyful. When you do this and you get into the story, you are cultivating a life with Jesus Christ, Son of God, through his mother in many cases. And you will start to know and see and act and be a different person. It's a transfiguration that goes on because we are created in his image. And this is what happens when you go to Mary. She's going to bring you to Jesus. And that's so when that all started happening, we're all gifted. We all have gifts. All of us have gifts. And so different gifts and things, fruits and blessings started to, work through the Lord, through other people around me and through me. And so when you see it and you feel it, you want it and mm-hmm. you want more of it. And so I fell in love with the Blessed Virgin Mother Mary and the power of the rosary. And I hope every day I can wake up and surrender and say what John the Baptist said, which is, Lord, I must decrease that you would increase.
I'd once heard a priest describe, he was responding to kind of criticism of the rosary. And he said, well, really, the rosary is the Bible on a string.
Hmm.
Amen.
What a great way to think about that. And the one thing I wanted to mention is that you have these really beautiful pictures of a statue of Mary. Talk about these. Where is this? Where did this take place? And what's the story behind this?
Well, this, what she, what...
we could probably talk about 2 hours about
yes.
this. It's going to be condensed.
So we're going to shorten it. So you should have a brother or sister that holds you accountable, and I have one, and his name's Mark. And he said, hey, my mom lives on this farm, and they've claimed it's holy ground, and there's been this little statue, I'll say five feet, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, just a gray statue that overlooks the farm. He said, I know how you are about Mary. I said, I'll bring the candles.
Mm-hmm.
So three families, 20, six adults, 15 kids, we're on, it's a place, it's a just holy ground. There's a little retreat building, and actually priests go there to have retreats or used to. And at the end of the day, the sun's setting, and my wife saw the men out there. With our hearts, we were meditating on the rosary, and she took a few pictures. Well, we're cleaning up dishes that night, and she gasps and holds me the camera up, and there was no longer a picture of a gray statue in front of the three gentlemen. There was a picture of a woman that had red lips, brown hair, a blue veil. And I will sit here today, and I'm, with my heart, I'm saying, Mary said, I'm here with you. And so we put the picture on the cover because you can't make it up. You can't tell a camera to do what that camera did. And it's certified. There's no Photoshop or anything. And ever since then, it's just one more little piece of the puzzle to my faith that Mary will bring all of us closer to her son, Jesus.
So you have took some mission trips. You mentioned about Mexico, but mm-hmm. you also went to Africa. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in church on a Friday, and I said, Father God, I need to know, we need to know, am I supposed to go to Africa? And he said, turn the page. And I turned the page on that Friday morning, and I just had this, if you can feel my smile right now, I know it's radio, but just feel my joy, because on the top of the next page, on the right-hand side, it was Luke 4:18-19, which was, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. I'm come to free the captives, bring sight to the blind, let the crippled, dance and run. And that's on all my t-shirts at home because I'm in the praise, worship, and healing ministry in my local area. And so all my t-shirts have 4/18/19. I said, oh, my Lord, you want me to go to Africa. And I was just filled with joy, not with fear. You know, people are like, you know, what's going on? And I was just filled with joy. And he put up a great team. We installed water purification units for different parishes and tribes. And it was just so amazing to watch them laugh and cry with drinking bacteria-free water. How little, you know, here in America, it's taken for granted. And we're just being honest with each other. In Africa, so much is based on good water. And so what a joy that trip was.
So the backstory, wasn't there, didn't you have someone, a priest, reach out to you, or you thought maybe you're supposed to go somewhere and you talked to a priest and they said, oh, would you like to go to Africa or something like that? Is that how that happened? Or I can't remember which story that was.
No.
Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with another story.
You just a little. early on the journey, and I had never done a mission trip. I had a priest that was praying who should go to Mexico, where I had the epiphany of the blind man.
Okay.
I get a call, and Satan was chasing me around the house this particular evening, I don't give Satan any credit, but there's, you know, I'm human.
Spiritual warfare.
There is sport. Thank you. That's why you're Bridget and I'm James. and I answered the phone, and he said, every time I pray about who's supposed to go to Mexico, I see your face. And I knew him, but, you know, I don't get calls from priests saying, I'm seeing your face every time I pray. Mm-hmm. And so I just said, right then, I'm going. He said, well, you haven't talked to your wife or your employer. And I said, Father, if you're seeing my face in your prayer life, I'm going. And I went, and it changed me forever.
So I want to ask about this song that you, did you write the song or it came to you? We got about 5 minutes left. Tell us about the Jesus is Alive song.
Okay, so Jesus is Alive. It's the Mexico trip. It's a couple of days before we left, and it's four in the morning. It's early in the morning. And I looked up to the heavens because I was on fire for the Lord, couldn't sleep. I was just so filled with the love of God. And I wanted to lay down and sleep, and I looked to the heavens, and I pointed to the sky, and I said, Jesus is alive, because there's a man we worked with earlier. His name's Damien Stain, and that was one of his favorite things, you know, Jesus is alive. And the sky at that moment was five flashes, bam, 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 bam. So I bust out laughing because, you know, you say something to the sky, and all of a sudden there's five flashes of light. Mm-hmm. I chose to laugh, mm-hmm. And I said, God, was that funny? And he said, I want you to write down what I'm going to tell you. And I said, okay. And I just wrote down for the next 12 or 13 minutes these words. And amazingly, if you go to JesusIsAlive3-16.com, you can read all about it. And it is one amazing story. It was produced in weeks. I'm not an author of song, and I know nothing about music, and that was produced in weeks, and that song, and Jesus is Alive Today.
And what was that? Did you say a web address there where people could see that?
I did. It's www.JesusIsAlive3-16.com, and obviously 3-16 is John, you know, God so loved the world. And, you know, he's alive. So
you wanted to give some acknowledgments to the book. And then if you could also tell us where you can get the book, too. You got a couple minutes left.
Okay. So my editor happened to be my sister, who's just gifted in the English language. And without her, she knows my voice. So the book is my voice through the grace of God. And I just don't know how else it would have been what it is today. So God bless you, Bev, wherever you are in your journey. The creator of the cover happened to be my daughter, very gifted in these things. And she struggled and struggled and struggled and then prayed. And she was blessed with exactly what God wanted on the cover, which was, you know, Mark 4:1-20. As far as getting the book, all proceeds, I've been asked to do work in Haiti, and I just returned from Haiti in August. I wish you pray for the Haitian people. It's not going well there with their government, so pray for them. And so if you go to store.bookbaby.com and just type in It's All True or James Dickey, it'll come up. You can order it. And again, you'll be helping provide health needs to those in Haiti, especially in Gondou, which is up in the mountains where we're doing work.
So what do you hope people will take away from the book? You know, what's your hope for people to, what's the takeaway?
I believe that God's asking me to tell them, open up my word again. We've closed the book a little bit, and we are in the greatest distraction in the history of man throughout the world. Look at anybody anywhere, and they're probably talking or looking at their phone. So he says, let's quiet down, let's open up and come to know me more through the Most Holy Bible. Come to know me through reading and praying, lifting up your soul to me. Give me what burdens you. Give me that. What's weighing you down? What's the rocks in your backpack? Give them to me, and I will free you of what burdens you.
Well, one thing I got from the book was just an inspiration to pray more and to really allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. And we all need to do that, right?
Absolutely. The book talks about a surrender prayer, which before I leave the house, you know, Father God, have me do what you wish me to do today. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, have me be where you want me be today. In Jesus' name I pray. And Father God, have me say today what you wish me to say, how you want me to say it. In Jesus' name, I'm asking in Jesus' name for this to happen. But more importantly than all of that, Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still, knowing that that I am God. So Father God, have me today be a great listener, a knower of hearts and souls, that I may be used for your glory, being still, knowing you're God.
We can all agree in that. Amen, right?
Amen.
Our guest today has been author James Dickey. The book is It's All True, A Sinner's Journey to the Truth. Thanks for sharing your journey with us, and we hope people will Google you and get it for Christmas gifts, right?
Absolutely.
God bless you.
God bless the both of you. Thanks for all you do for the world and Catholic Radio.
Amen.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.